certainly experienced a depth of the Spirit of God, but there's more that God would do in these next few moments that we share. Thank you for just being sensitive. I want to read a couple scriptures, make a few comments, and then we'll pray again. The Apostle Paul said, "But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace was bestowed upon me, and that grace was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me." As this choir began to explode in worship, and this actually is in my notes, I didn't know they were going to do that, but I'm not going to point out any person in particular or even mention anybody's name, but it's not hard to imagine that sweet sister that sings in the choir every single Sunday after being delivered from years of addiction. That's because of the grace of God. That's because I am what I am by the grace of God. I've seen that man delivered from past crimes. In fact, he leads us in prayer and he preaches from time to time. And yet no one that sees him knows the pit where God found him. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. It might be the man I would point to. It could be the woman I could point to. But every single week, they walk into the Sunday school wing. They teach your children. But if you could see where Jesus found him, if you could see where Jesus found her, you would say, how in the world are they teaching our children? Because I am what I am by the grace of God. What about that family that worships together? And as you look from the outside, it looks like a Hallmark card. It looks like they're the perfect husband and wife and the perfect kids. But if you could go back just a little while before grace, you would not imagine the hatred, the anger, the bitterness, the rage that was in the home. And yet now we look and say, what a beautiful family. And we have to agree with the Apostle Paul, by the grace of God, I am what I am. Now, my dear friends, none of these situations are hypothetical. These are real life people, and I've barely scratched the surface of what shows up in this sanctuary Sunday after Sunday. There are skeletons in all of our closets. But we are what we are by the grace of God. Amen. And when the scripture declares all kinds of evil and all kinds of actions and all kinds of attitudes that will keep people from the kingdom of God, then the Apostle Paul shouts out, and such were some of you. But he says, but you are washed, you are sanctified, you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God, by God's grace, I am. And that's why it's wonderful and it's fairly regularly that this sanctuary erupts in praise and worship until it appears that we have lost control. Don't be deceived. We haven't lost control. We have just yielded control to Jesus Christ because I am what I am by the grace of God. One songwriter said he had to reach way down for me. And if you're one of those testimonies, if you're one of those individuals that can acknowledge all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and yet in the same breath you can recall where sin did abound, grace did much more abound, could you lift your voice and lift your hands and just say, I am what I am by the grace of God. I am what I am by the grace of God. Praise the name of the Lord. And so that was the legacy of the great apostle Paul. That is the reason why he changed his world and still impacts ours. Because somehow he could remember where God brought him from, and he could acknowledge, I am what I am by the grace of God. He lived his life to share the story of God's grace. Let me tell you about the light that shined. Let me tell you about the voice that I heard. All of his life revolved around the reality, without the grace of God, I am nothing. I am nothing. Romans chapter 7. Paul said, I know that in me, that is in this flesh, dwelleth no good thing. He said, oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me? Who shall deliver me? I thank God it's through Jesus Christ. I thank God I am what I am by the grace of God. And so I say to this church family, I want you to look at 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 10 one more time. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me. What if those of us that live for the Lord, that are completely convinced, I know that I am by the grace of God. What if we could become equally convinced, I know that I can by the grace of God? That's what changed Paul. This grace was not wasted on me, but I labored more than all the rest, because I knew anything I am, it's because of grace. And what if we all could be stewards of the grace of God? So in a moment like this, when everybody's worshiping, if you're having trouble connecting, I'm not talking about our guests, I'm talking about our Heaven View faithful. If you can't seem to focus in and connect, if you could just push everything aside and say, wait a minute, I am by the grace of God. So I can by the grace of God. Right now, I can connect with what God's doing. By his grace, I can. By his grace, I can. Because by his grace, I am. Let me explain it to you this way, and I know what time it is. I am a husband today by the grace of God. I am a father today by the grace of God. I know that I am. Now, I know some of you are so good looking. You're so talented. You could have had any girl. You could have had any guy, but that wasn't me. It was just the grace of God. Some of you are being too polite to say amen. I was so ugly when I was growing up. My mother had to tie a stick around my neck just to get the dog to play with me. But by the grace of God, I'm a husband. I'm a father. That was the grace of God. That wasn't me. I don't pat myself on the back. That was the grace of God. So if I am a husband by the grace of God, if I am a father by the grace of God, then guess what? I can be a better husband by the grace of God. I can be a better father by the, I'm saying, if I am by the grace of God, then I can by the grace of God. Amen? There are people here. You know that sin was destroying your marriage. You know that your marriage was headed for disaster, but you're still married. Why? By the grace of God. I am married by the grace of God. Well, if it's true, I am by the grace of God, then guess what? I can by the grace of God. I can stay married. I can be the kind of spouse I need to be so that my marriage can blossom. Do you hear what I'm saying? I'm saying if we celebrate what we can be by the grace of God, then God can work through us in ways that are profound. Because Paul said, the grace of God wasn't wasted on me. Amen. Is there anybody here? You don't have to raise your hand, but you can say, my education and my career, it's proof I am by the grace of God. Right? If I am educated by the grace of God, if I am employed by the grace of God, then I don't ever want to use my education or my career as an excuse to say I can't by the grace of God. I am by the grace of God, and I can by the grace of God. You ever had that something slip on you? I got too much on my plate. You wouldn't have a plate without the grace of God. And I'm not preaching against a balanced life, but I do want to insert a little reality check today. That if I am by the grace of God, then I can by the grace of God. I can have a prayer life. I can be faithful to church. I can be someone that's involved and invested in the work of God. Why? Because I am by the grace of God. Therefore, I can by the grace of God. Amen. How many of you know I am justified by the grace of God? What does that mean? I've been made right by the grace of God. And if I am justified, then I can be sanctified by the grace of God. Because if I am by his grace, then I can by his grace. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Because there is a version of Christianity that says, I am by the grace of God, so I don't have to do anything. Oh no, I can. I can by the grace of God. What does it mean to be sanctified? To be separated. To be holy. To be consecrated. I wonder if we as recipients of the grace of God could look at areas of our life that have not been separated to the Lord and we can just say, I can by the grace of God. Would you just pray that prayer right now? I can by the grace of God. I can be dedicated. I can be consecrated. I can be yielded to his will. I can be surrendered to his word. I am by the grace of God. So I can by the grace of God. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all. More grace, more labor. More grace, more consecrated. More grace, more dedicated. More grace, more surrendered. More grace, more available. More grace, more passionate. I am, therefore, I can. Would you bow your heads with me, Lord? Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, you see the task that has been before me in these last few minutes. You see your people, Lord, here, ready for your voice, ready for your will. Let something that has been shared in these last few moments connect, God, that we as a church family, we as believers in this generation, we would embrace the privilege, the reality, the blessing of your grace to the degree that it would push us past every excuse, past every hindrance, past every carnal, worldly idea that all of a sudden I can't be what God wants me to be. All of a sudden I can't repent of my sins. All of a sudden I can't be baptized in the name of Jesus. I can't really give my life to serving the Lord. I can't obey everything in the Word. I can't live a life that is dedicated. Oh no, God, I want to put that here at the altar today. And I want to say, by your grace, I am. And by your grace, I can. In Jesus' name. So who is the one that cannot serve the Lord because of past mistakes? Who is the one that cannot serve the Lord because of current weaknesses? Who is the one that cannot serve the Lord until future circumstances? How about we just say, by your grace I am, and by your grace I can. Would you stand and just raise your hands and just make that your prayer right now? Lord Jesus, my past mistakes are not going to keep me from saying I can. My current weaknesses are not going to keep me from saying I can. God, this attempt to straighten everything out so that in the future I'll really give you my best. Oh God, I'm not going to let that thought keep me. I'm going to say, by your grace I am, and by your grace I can. By your grace I am, and by your grace I can. In the name of Jesus, 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 in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. If you have served the Lord for some season, you know that God has used you to be an influence in the lives of others. Would you right now, right where you're standing, just say, Jesus, your grace is sufficient for me. If there's an area where I can plug into your purpose on a greater level, by your grace I am, and by your grace I can, in Jesus' name. Would you pray that prayer right now? If you have been an influence in the kingdom of God, if you have been someone that God has used, maybe God is using you now, but there could be something by his Spirit that he would communicate to you. I have a greater work for you. I have a greater opportunity for you. Would you say, God, here's my excuses. Here's my fears. Here's the things that I feel are inadequate about me, Lord. I give them all to you, Lord. By your grace I am. By your grace I can. Your grace is enough for me. Your grace is enough for me. Your grace is enough for me. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, is there someone here, and I don't want you to come forward, because I don't want to point anybody out. But you know right now in your life, you feel like there are things that you look at, your own weaknesses, your own failures, and the enemy says, that's why you can't. That's why you can't be more for me. That's why you can't be what I've called you to be. As we all pray again, I want you to say, I give that to you, Lord, right now. Your grace is sufficient for me. All across this sanctuary, would you pray with me right now so that that person that needs to give that to the Lord, they will not be singled out. If you are in this sanctuary right now, and maybe even before when there was such an explosion of worship, you couldn't really participate because all you could see were your shortcomings and all you could see were your weaknesses. Could you say, in Jesus' name, your grace is sufficient for me, Lord. I can be what you want me to be. I can grow the way you want me to grow. I can move forward in your purpose and your plan. I know I can, Lord. I know I can. By your grace, I can. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Brother Jamal, could you help me? Acts 2 and verse 38. This is how we're going to pray in dismissal today. Acts 2 and verse 38. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. There are too many good people that look at that verse and say, I just can't. I just can't. There are too many godly people that look at that verse and say, I just can't. I was baptized when I was younger, and I just don't want to go through all that again. I've heard about the Holy Ghost. To be honest with you, it scares me. I just can't. That's the world we live in. I'm talking about good people. Godly people. And we need to pray that His grace will saturate our generation, because He has promised that in the last days He would pour out His Spirit upon all flesh. And let me just give you a little heads up. The atmosphere that was here just about 20 minutes ago, 25 minutes ago, that's the atmosphere that the Holy Ghost is being poured out on everybody. But there were some here that for one reason or another, and it's not a matter of them feeling conspicuous, it's about us being aware that the enemy would do everything and anything to keep people from receiving what God has for them. So we need God's grace. So church, would you pray right now that this experience, we're going to leave it up here on the screen, that this experience would be made available to every person you can influence, to every person that makes it through these doors, to every person that's somewhere in some church sincerely seeking God, that they would experience repentance and baptism in the name of Jesus Christ and the infilling of the Holy Ghost. Would you pray that way right now? Lord Jesus, we ask for your grace right now. We ask for a space of grace right now. Now, church family, help me. Help me by interceding. And by interceding, I mean raising your voice and crying out from your heart. Because there's something about that type of cry that helps us connect with what God wants to do. Could you be honest and say, there are people I work with that need the grace to repent. There are people I've witnessed to that need the grace to be baptized in Jesus' name. God, there are people that I know love you that need the grace to believe they can be filled with the Holy Ghost. By your grace, God. By your grace, God, they can. By your grace, God, they can.
Hilo no 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 In the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord. Ila la la masata la kaya la 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 masaya. Ilo lo lo bokotia de la 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 ria to lo 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 boso. Ila la 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 basikotia le. Ilo lo lo bokoria ta la 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 riande. I loro botica le bossicata la 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 basai. Ah, your grace, Lord. Your grace is enough, God. Your grace is enough, God. In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, your grace is enough. Come on, can you intercede for just a moment about a soul that maybe is ready for what God has for them, but something is holding them back. Something is keeping them back. God, we need more grace. We need more grace, God. We need more grace, God.